because of the weather, and living in America for a couple of years really affected my lungs and things. I was an asthmatic as a little kid really badly.
Oh, really?
And the medical in the Philippines weren't so good about like knowing what asthma was.
Oh, so then they weren't like as,
There weren't like as update to the medical field like here in the US.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, dang, how are you able to like get through all those like sicknesses or whatever?
Well, my family was there. Well, my dad was uncomfortable the most, even though his job is only in Baguio, which is a 2-hour drive or so, which he doesn't really come back for. He doesn't come back. He's usually there for a couple of days and comes back for the weekends, but then after he has to go back up there. So basically, the daddies and my aunts and uncles were the one who was watching me the whole time.
Oh, so that's why they gave you the
Yeah.
nannies.
Yeah, like they were afraid that something will happen to me if I left by myself, so they gave me the nannies. Well, growing up, they're like big sisters basically. After I get to know them for a while, remember one time, I got a really huge toothache in a cavity because I ate all those candies, and I went to the dentist. You know how they usually use numbing medicine?
Yeah.
They didn't. They pulled it out, literally.
How old were you?
4 and a half, I believe. This is a couple of weeks before my 5th birthday. It was like, I believe, either the baby teeth or the molar was
Wait,
taken out.
that was in the Philippines?
Yeah, they didn't use any numbing medicine. Basically, I had to be held down by my dad, basically. I had to sit on his lap. I eventually threw up because of the pain.
Like recently when you went back, did you notice like in the medical field like
They at least advanced a little bit more.
a little bit more than
Yeah,
before?
exactly. But in the Philippines, they use weird, like different oils, like coconut oil, snake oil, to like heal any remedies that's like in your body.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like here, they give you antibiotics, anything. But here, they give you like weird special oils. They believe that it will heal you by rubbing it on you for a certain amount of time.
Right. And then like so did that like lead you into any like careers or whatever or
No, right now I'm pursuing nursing right now. So I wonder, what's the difference basically in the medical field here in here in the US and the Philippines.
oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah. And like is there anything else that you noticed that was
Oh yeah, when I went to the
different?
beaches of the Philippines, the boys ran naked. That I know. Yeah, little boys kept that naked while the girls couldn't.
That's interesting, okay.
Yeah.
I meant in the medical field, but okay.
No, I never went to the hospital, actually. I just went to the dentist the time I had that cavity.
Okay, and so like the reason why you want to become a nurse is so you
Yeah.
want to see the difference between
Yeah,
like
but also if I could, if I go to the Philippines, maybe raise money. Right now, my family's actually raising money for our town to get a better hospitals, like for emergencies and all, 'cause like the Philippines, they can hardly afford medical.
oh,
Well, over
really?
here we can.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's why a lot of kids, a lot of people die almost every day.
In the Philippines.
Yeah, 'cause and small towns that are really poor, they takes them like half an hour just to get to the hospital, to the nearest hospital, and they have to basically spend a lot of money. It was like $26 here is nothing, but to them it was a lot of money.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, well, I guess that's all the questions I have for you today. Thank you for
No
being
problem.
an interview.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I like to recall the stuff I have learned here in the Philippines and here in the US.
Yeah, and it's good that you want to be in the medical field. That's good. You want to
Yeah.
pursue that.
Yep.
So. All right, thank you. And that's all we have for today. Thanks.